Hi, everybody. This is English Digest, and I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
It's our TOEIC unit today, and we're talking about joining the volunteer program. In this particular case, we've got somebody making a speech or making an announcement to her employees, and she is mentioning something called the Employee Volunteer Program. Now, this is not just regular volunteering for various organizations like a hospital or something like this. This is actually out of your own company, and if you're an employee there, you can participate in this particular program. Maybe it's going to take some extra time to do this, but there are some benefits to doing this. It will benefit you, but also perhaps your country and your community, and your company as well.
So we're going to talk about that over our next two units and talk about what corporate social responsibility is, or as we like to say, CSR. We often refer to it as CSR. Let's get started, Tom. We're going to have a dialogue between Angela and Steve first, and then in day two of our unit, it'll be just a regular unit where we read to you first and then we explain. Okay, pay close attention. This will help you on your future TOEIC tests. Hi, everyone. Today I'm going to give a brief presentation about our new employee volunteer program. We're looking for people to get involved in community activities. For example, if anyone is interested in sports, there are a number of junior sports teams looking for coaches. We're also looking for volunteers to take part in some local fundraising projects. Since this program is for volunteers, there's no extra pay involved. However, you will learn new skills, meet new people, and help out in the community. Please speak to me after this talk if you have any questions.
Hi, Angela. I'd like to participate in the Employee Volunteer Program.
I'm pleased to hear that, Steve. Which aspect of the program appealed to you the most?
Well, I really enjoy the outdoors. You mentioned that you're looking for people to help out with camping trips and things like that. I spent a lot of time outdoors when I was a kid. In my opinion, kids today don't spend enough time outside, so maybe I can help them enjoy it more.
Sounds great. It's also a good opportunity for you to gain some experience in organizing and leading activities.
I thought of that as well. Okay, what do I need to do to get started?
First of all, here's some paperwork that explains the program's policies in more detail. Please read it through, and then I can sign you up for the program.
All right, everybody, the time has come for Stephanie and myself to discuss the contents of today's lesson. This is a conversation, mostly a conversation. It's actually partly a speech here or a presentation, I should say, by Angela. She must be a manager or perhaps the boss of this particular company. And today we're talking about joining the volunteer program. Here, volunteer is a noun. That's a person who offers to help people out for free. They don't get paid. Volunteer can also be a verb to volunteer for something. And in this particular case, volunteer is being used as an adjective to describe the word program, a volunteer program or program that has people work for free.
Yeah, it's a really great thing for people to get involved in their community. Makes them feel like they're a more of a citizen with everybody else. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there that need some help. Well, let's go ahead. Angela's giving a presentation to the people in her company about this volunteer program. And what she says is she's going to give a brief presentation about our new employee volunteer program. People nowadays have started to think that a presentation has to involve PowerPoint, the software, but it doesn't. You can stand up and give a presentation with nothing but your voice. So you don't need PowerPoint to give a presentation, although a lot of people feel more comfortable if they have some slides that people can look at. And remember, PowerPoint is not a presentation. It's the software, people. I hear a lot of people say, I'm going to give a PPT. Ooh. No, you use PowerPoint to create a slide presentation. So if you give a presentation, you stand up and you talk about something, you give some suggestions, or maybe you're giving results from a project that your team has been working on. So she's going to give a brief or short presentation, and she's going to talk about their new employee volunteer program. If you're an employee of a company, you work for them, and they pay you a salary. So let's hear about this volunteer program. Let's see what they have.
She goes on to say, we're looking for people to get involved in community activities. So if you get involved in something, or if you get involved with something, you become a participant. You are part of that program. You are a part of that activity. So, yes, they want people to get involved in community activities. And here the word community refers to the area where they live. It kind of depends on where you live. If you live in a small town, the community is probably the whole town there, hometown there. But if you live in a big city, it just could refer to your immediate neighborhood there.
Yeah.
So, yes, indeed, they've got some community activities, things that take place in the little area where they live.
We also use community to talk about a group of artists that get together. We have a recording community. Tom and I belong to one where a small group of us who record for a living in Taiwan get together and, you know, have dinner and stuff. That's our little community. Maybe you have a community of people that you exercise or run together with. There are lots of little communities. So she says what they are offering, though, are community activities involving junior sports teams that are perhaps looking for coaches, adult coaches. A junior sports team would refer to a team of kids who are maybe playing soccer together or baseball together, and they need an adult to coach them, to teach them how to hit the ball or how to kick the ball better in soccer, things like that. They're also looking for volunteers to take part in some local fundraising projects. Now, a lot of these community activities revolve around people who are needy or who don't have a lot of money. And so sometimes you're going to need to help fundraise for them, raise some money that'll help pay for some of these activities. If you take part in something, you participate. You're not just a bystander or someone who's just looking on to see what's going on. You're actually involved. You are active.
Right, and as you said, this example here, fundraising projects, maybe they will have a bake sale where everybody bakes a cake or cookies, and then you all get together and sell it to people, and then you give the money to some sort of charity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since this program is for volunteers, or because it is for volunteers, there's no extra pay involved, okay? You have to volunteer for this particular program. You're not going to get paid, of course, but you'll probably get paid in satisfaction or something like that. And however, you will learn new skills, meet new people, and help out in the community. Now, just because you're not getting paid doesn't mean you have to be irresponsible or rude or something like that. You still need to learn some new skills to help out. For example, if you do want to coach a junior soccer team, you might have to watch a few videos on how to coach soccer or maybe learn how to play yourself. And, of course, you're going to meet new people, so you need to brush up on your social skills. Don't be a rude idiot. And also, you're doing these things to help out in the community. You still need to put your best foot forward, be polite, and be professional, even though you're not getting paid for it.
That's right. Now, Steve is an employee at Angela's company, and he approaches her and says, hey, I'd like to participate in the employee volunteer program. And, of course, Angela, she's looking for people who want to participate or take part in some of these projects. So she says, I'm pleased to hear that. She's happy that he wants to get involved to take part. She asks him, which aspect of the program appealed to you the most? An aspect of something is just a part of something. Which element, which part, which specific way, you know, do you want to get involved? So an aspect is a noun. And it's just saying, hey, which part of the program, which element of the program appealed to you? If something appeals to you, it interests you. It attracts you. It attracts your attention. You think, yeah. That's appealing is the adjective for that.
And she did mention some possibilities there, teaching junior sports teams or fundraising projects and stuff like that. There also might be some other things where they visit elderly people in retirement homes and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And maybe they read mail for blind people, or they deliver meals to handicapped people or something like that. These are all different aspects of volunteerism. And yes, which one of those appealed to you? Which one was most attractive to you? And Steve says, well, I really enjoy the outdoors. If you enjoy the outdoors, that means you like going out, you like hiking, you like swimming, surfing, riding your bicycle. You just like being out in the sun or going skiing or whatever. You don't like to stay indoors and swipe your smartphone all day. You really like to use your body to enjoy life. And he goes on to say, you mentioned that you're looking for people to help out with camping trips and things like that. Now, here to mention something means to talk about something, but only briefly, and you don't really mention or you don't really say a lot of details.
Yeah, you just talk about something briefly, I guess. He goes on to say, in my opinion, kids today don't spend enough time outside, so maybe I can help them enjoy it more. That's true around the world, probably. Especially in well-developed countries, a lot of kids are just spending too much time, you know, on their phones or playing video games, things like that. In my opinion, means you're going to give somebody your viewpoint or your view. This is kind of your own judgment. So, in my opinion, I just don't think that kids get outdoors enough. So, this is his own opinion. It's in his judgment. I totally agree with him, though.
Yeah.
I think kids need to get outside more.
But in any case, I guess here Steve has some experience with camping, hiking and stuff, setting
yeah.
up a tent, building a campfire and stuff like that. So he's volunteering to take some kids maybe on a camping trip. And Angela says, ooh, that sounds great. It's also a good opportunity for you to gain some experience in organizing and leading activities. So this is an opportunity or a chance for him to, yes, get some experience in organizing these activities. Yes, how are you going to get all these inner city kids together for a camping trip to Yamingshan, for example? You got to tell them when and where to meet. You've got to arrange transportation. You've got to arrange all your supplies. You got to make sure they're all fed. You need to prepare for emergencies in case a kid gets hurt or something. Yes, that will be an opportunity for him to organize these activities, but also to lead these activities. Hey, everybody, gather over here. This is what we're going to do now. Listen up.
It's a great opportunity, especially if you're not a manager currently in the company. This would give you some training in how to lead and manage. Now, Steve said, I thought of that as well. As well just means to or also. So what do I need to get started is his question. Well, first of all, Angela says there's some paperwork that explains the program's policies. When you talk about policies, it's sort of it's a company's, I guess, principles that they have decided to follow in order to have a more organized business or a business that follows rules. Your company always has policies. For example, they might have a policy where you can't surf online during work hours. You can't check Facebook while you're at work. That could be a policy that you want to be aware of. So the program has some policies, so he needs to read those and understand them. And once he understands those and feels like he can follow those policies, then she says she'll sign him up for the program. If you sign up for something, you put your name on a piece of paper and say you want to participate in whatever they're organizing. You can sign up for classes at your local community college, or maybe you want to sign up for some exercise classes at your local exercise. I always say it in Chinese. So what is it in English?
What is it? Athletic center?
Athletic center, that's right.
Something like that.
You can sign up for some classes at one of those, too.
Indeed, you certainly can. And he's going to sign up for the program. He probably has to fill out some kind of form or something and sign his name at the bottom. So he's ready to volunteer. So he's not only going to help the community, but also get some experience and some satisfaction as well. Okay, that ends their conversation for today. Right now, we're going to talk about some extra dialogues after we hear from the Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第四单元。今天的主题呢，讲的是参加志工计划。好，我们来看看。首先，这里有一个对话内容。这个对话内容呢，好，主角是 Angela 跟 Steve。Angela 呢，先做了一个简报，要告诉大家介绍呢一个新的员工志工计划。Employee Volunteer Program， 这个有时候呢我们用的缩称是 EVP。 好， EVP 讲的就是 Employee Volunteer Program。 好，谈这个志工计划，那他呢当然是希望要找人能够帮忙来参与社区里面的活动。 Get involved in， 这个就表示参与。当你用 involve这个句型，往往就会用一个 get 或者是 be 动词，然后后面介系词加 in。 再来，下面说到了，那如果说要人来参加这个社区活动的话，那是哪方面的人才呢？他提到说，有一些活动呢，主要是跟青少年的运动队伍有关，有的时候呢，可能是因为有一些募款计划，他们需要志工。那这边有一个句型要注意的，就是当你用 there is 或是 there are 做开头的时候要特别的小心。像这边的举例里头，他提到了青少年的运动队伍， there are a number of junior sports teams。 基本上这个句构里头啊， are 就是它的动词，但是你要提到有一些人做什么事，这个 teams 他们在找教练，你这个 looking for 你用的必须是 ving， 也就是分词句型，因为呢它已经不是这句话的动词了，这个句构里的动词就是 there are 的 are。 所以说记得哦，后面不管你提到有什么有谁，它后面要继续在解释的时候，你会用到分词来修饰你讲的这个对象。这也就是为什么 looking for 的 looking 是加了 ing 的。好，那因为呢他们找的是志工，志工当然是不给额外的酬劳的，所以他就说到 there's no extra pay involved。 好，这个句型就是刚刚前面说到的 there is there are 这种存在句型，它本身的动词就在 be 动词后面呢。记得如果还有任何要修饰你谈的这个对象的话，那一定要变成形容词分词这样的用法。所以这边谈到 no extra pay involved， 这个 involved 本身就是一个过去分词，换句话说它是不牵涉不涉及额外的酬劳。再来往下，下面呢谈到他这个 Angela 基本上就是跟大家报告说这个志工服务的计划，然后呢报告之后就有人很感兴趣，这位就是 Steve 他告诉 Angela 说他其实呢很想参加这个志工计划，所以 Angela 就说很高兴听到这么说，那哪个方面比较吸引你呢？最吸引你的是哪一方面呢？好，我们注意到这句话 which aspect of the program appeal to you the most， 重点在 appeal to。 我们知道 appeal to 这个 to 是个介系词，那这个偏语的意思就是吸引。要记得的就是 appeal 这个动词很特别，那在这个吸引的解释里面是讲事情吸引谁。换句话说，你可以是一个 idea， an idea appealed to you， 那就是这个想法吸引了你，也就是你是受到这个想法的吸引。可是很特别的就是它不会用被动哦， 一定要讲事情 appeal to you， 事情吸引人，所以它跟 attract 不太相同，因为我们常常 attract 会用被动句表示人受到什么的吸引， a person is attracted by something， 但是这样的句型在 appeal 里面是不会出现的，当它当吸引的时候一定是事情吸引人。好咯，再来往下看，下面呢，当然这个对话内容 Steve 就提到他很想愿意参加这种户外活动的部分，然后帮小孩子可能帮忙露营或做这种行程的安排等等。好，那再来最后呢， Angela 呢当然也很同意，所以呢他说啊，其实这个蛮好的，因为他对你来说，就是 Steve 来说，是可以呢让他在活动中跟带领活动跟组织上面得到很好的经验。那注意到介系词的 in， 当你说你在某方面的经验，你会用 experience 然后加 in， 然后再加像这里就是 organizing leading activities 在这些方面的经验。好，最后呢 Steve 呢就谈妥了，那他当然问怎么开始呢，所以 Angela 呢就告诉他 first of all， 首先，好， first of all 这个片语当然很简单，谈到第一点是什么，他会给一些文书资料，然后详细的说明这整个计划的方针，然后呢他要他从头读到尾，这样子的话Angela 就会帮 Steve sign you up for the program。 我们最后看到这个片语啊， sign up 其实它就是代表报名或者是注册，尤其是指参加一个营队等等。那如果 sign up 中间有一个人 sign somebody up， 当然还是表示要帮一个人去报名，然后后面呢再接一个 for， 表示 for 什么样的目的，像这里 sign you up for this program， 也就是帮你报名参加这个计划。好，谢谢大家，我们下一次见。
Okay, now we've got some extra dialogues that have to do with volunteering. So let's get into them right away. I'll be A now. You be B, Stephanie. Here we go.
Sure.
Have you ever volunteered before?
Yes, when I was younger, I helped out on a local farm.
Okay, so again, notice in this question here, the word volunteer is being used as a verb. Have you ever volunteered? That, of course, is the past participle, so this is present perfect tense. Have you ever volunteered before? Have you done this in the past? And maybe you're doing this up until the present time?
Uh-huh.
I guess here B says that when she was younger, she helped out on a local farm. Sometimes farmers, I guess, need some help harvesting the plants and stuff like that or doing some chores. Did you really do this?
No, but this is something you would do, perhaps.
Maybe. I was going to say, I've never volunteered at a farm. I've actually worked at a farm before and got money for it. But I didn't know you could volunteer at farms, but I suppose in some places you probably can.
I wanted to point out, you can use both those prepositions. You'll notice when Tom was answering, he talked about helping out at a farm. And this is helping out on a farm. They're both correct. I had a grandpa that had a huge farm, or garden, we'd call it, in the backyard, but it was pretty big. And I would help my grandpa. I guess it was volunteering because he didn't pay me. I did it because I just had fun as a kid helping out there. He grew a lot of corn, which you would appreciate having grown up in Iowa.
Yeah, and soybeans and stuff like that. And I guess I did help out, I don't know if you can call it volunteer work, though. I helped my grandmother mow her lawn. She had a big lawn in the back of her house.
That's just being a good grandkid.
Actually,
right?
She did pay me, though, and at the time, I need a little bit of spending money
dog.
Here and there
to
buy sodas and stuff like
that.
But in any case, let's move on now to the next conversation. Again, I'm going to be A and you be B. How does taking time off work to volunteer affect my salary?
Well, the policy allows employees to miss work for volunteer projects 6 days a year. Well, that's nice. You will still be paid for that time as if you were in the office. This company is very unique because they actually will pay their employees for 6 days of volunteer work, where they don't have to go to the office. Instead, they go and volunteer in the community instead. I don't know any companies like this, but it sounds lovely.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great way to encourage volunteerism.
Or at least to get you started.
Yeah.
And in any case, yes, I guess you're getting paid for this, or you're working on company time here, at least 6 days a year, and they probably expect employees eventually to volunteer on their own time because they'll enjoy it so much, and it will become a part of their lives, and they'll feel like they're making a great contribution to society.
So here's the next dialogue. Hey, Steve, how's the volunteering going?
I'm really enjoying it. You should think about getting involved as well. So here, I guess this is Steve from the original conversation with Angela. He's really enjoying volunteering. And that's the question, how's it going, or how is your job going? How's the volunteering going?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it was a good experience for Steve. I think it's good for most people, actually. So we encourage you. I still do some volunteer work here in Taiwan. Now, here's the discussion question, Tom. What type of volunteer program would you be interested in joining, and why?
Well, I thought about this before, and I heard about it someplace. I really love bicycling, and I'd really like to try riding a tandem bicycle. So if there was some kind of volunteer program in which I could ride a tandem bicycle and take blind people for bicycle rides.
Oh, that's nice.
That might be a lot of fun. It would give blind people a chance to experience bicycling, because you just can't really ride a bicycle if you're blind. It's too dangerous. But you could do it if you did it on a tandem bicycle. How about you, Stephanie? What would you do?
I have gone and volunteered at an orphanage where they have very small babies who need to be held. Because babies, you know, they expect to be held, you know. So, and it makes them feel better. They grow faster if people hold them as their infants. So that's been great. But Tom, I have to say your idea is great, because Tom is really, really strong. So whoever is sitting behind him wouldn't have to pedal very much. So you should think about seeing if there's that type of program around.
I know there's one in England somewhere, but
you could start one here in Taiwan, Tom.
Possibly, yes. I do like tandem bicycles. So that does bring us to the end of our lesson for today. Maybe all of you can think of some ways to volunteer for your local community.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all for us. So thanks for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time for another edition of English Digest. My name is Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.